It's that time in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill. How are we this week?
Hi, Howard. Very well, thank you. I hope you're well too.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, we're going to talk about how UK pensions are taxed in Spain today. And of course, many of our listeners, they're lucky enough to be enjoying their retirement years here. And so some may be retiring soon. So let's have a look today at how UK pensions are taxed in Spain. And we can start, I guess, with a UK state pension. If you're resident in Spain, how will your state pension and occupational pensions be taxed?
Both of those pensions, the UK state pension and any pension you have, a fund you have accumulated, and any pension in payment that you receive from an occupational pension scheme, whether it's an employee benefit scheme or whether it's a self-employed pension scheme, all of those levels of income are subject to tax in Spain if you're resident there. And of course, you're resident in Spain if you spend more than a cumulative 182 days in Spain in any calendar year, which is the same as their tax year. And the tax consequences of where you're taxed, shall we say, depends entirely upon the terms of the UK-Spain double tax treaty, which is established essentially to ensure that you don't pay tax on the same income twice. But it's also there to give you some checks and balances and a process by which it is easy to calculate where your tax is actually payable. Clearly, you can have income arising if you're a British person living in Spain. You might have income arising from rental income from a property in the UK. You might have a government pension. Both of those, the pension or a government pension, is generally speaking taxed at source in the UK, and the tax payable to HMRC. The theory being that as the government paid you, they'd like their money back from tax at the end of the day. And the rental income of property is income arising in the UK. And if income arises in the UK, it's taxable in the UK. Now, you wouldn't want to be declaring your worldwide income in Spain and paying tax on the same income that you've already paid tax on in the UK. So under the double tax treaty, in very simple terms, you get a credit for the tax you paid in the UK. And that is offset against your ultimate tax liability once your total tax rate is declared. Unfortunately, if you take your income in Spain and you add to that the tax credit, but the tax payable in Spain is greater than the tax you paid because the tax rate is higher, then you may have a supplement to pay on those payments which you have made to the UK tax authority, but you don't get a refund, I'm afraid, if the tax rates are lower.
No. So does the UK continue to deduct tax at source?
They continue to deduct tax at source until there is an alternative. There are deductions of tax at source, for example, arise with a wide range of government pensions for the reasons I've just given. But the UK continue to deduct tax at source until they've got some evidence that you're paying tax on that pension, an occupational pension, for example, somewhere else. And they need to have evidence that you're resident in and that you're paying tax on that income in Spain. And if you are a Spanish resident and you're paying tax in Spain, you can request the required documents from your local tax office in Spain. Having got that document, you'll find it's duplicated, it's carbonised. You need to complete the document, which gives indications to the UK tax authority of where you're resident and where your tax office is. And having applied for the payment of your occupational pension to be paid gross, they will then give authority to the pension payer to pay you gross and submit part of that carbonised form back to the Spanish tax authority so that you will in future be taxable on that pension in Spain and free of taxation in the UK. But don't make the mistake of thinking just because you pay tax in the UK that you don't have to declare it on your Spanish tax return. The Spanish want you to declare your worldwide income. Even if you already paid tax on it somewhere else, it's a double tax treaty that will prevent you from paying tax on the same income twice, generally speaking.
Okay.
It's a very simple system, but you have to make sure that you don't slip up just because of ignorance.
Yeah. We're moving on to government service pensions now. Now, I believe these are always taxed in the UK, even if the recipient is living in Spain. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that if you become a tax resident in Spain, then your pension income, in most cases I've said, will be liable to Spanish income tax. But the big exception is UK government service pensions. If you were engaged within the civil service, worked for a local authority, you were employed in the fire service, the police, most certain teachers' pensions, if not most teachers' pensions, but generally speaking, not National Health Service pensions for some peculiar reason I don't really understand, though all those things still remain liable only to UK tax, and they're not taxable in Spain at all. The EU and the Commonwealth nationals can claim UK personal allowances to set against that income in the UK, of course. And under the under a previous double taxation treaty, a UK government service pension amount was an exempt item which was not taxable at all in Spain. But here, as I've made it clear, you do need to declare your worldwide income, and you will receive, when you've calculated your ultimate tax rate in Spain, a credit for the tax paid in the UK. So it's not straightforward. It's probably a good idea to test the manner in which you're making your income tax returns to someone like Levins Franks. That's what they do in business. They are wealth management, generally speaking, but that includes a very high degree of experience in the areas of tax planning for Spanish residents.
So then, do you need to declare your government service pension in Spain or not?
Your UK government service pension in Spain, that pension needs to be declared in Spain as part of your worldwide income, although you've satisfied your tax liability in the UK and you won't be paying tax on the same pension twice.
OK, and what about private pensions?
Yeah, under private pensions, the whole of the private pension is taxable in Spain. You need to declare that income in Spain as part of your worldwide income. And as I've said, if you are still having tax deducted at source, if you were a member of a pension scheme and your pension date came about and you decided to take your pension, the pension payer will, unless they're given instructions to the contrary by HMRC in the UK, they will pay you after deduction of UK tax. And it's your responsibility then to obtain the certificate I referred to earlier, to indicate to the UK tax authorities that you're no longer resident in the UK, that you're resident of Spain, and that under Spanish legislation and under the terms of the double tax treaty, you've become liable for the tax on that pension in Spain. And if that document it makes it clear that you are resident of Spain and that you have indicated where your tax liability rests or which office you're based at, they will then give the pension payer the rights to pay you gross of tax, and you then declare the whole of the pension without any tax liability paid in the UK for tax to be paid in Spain.
Okay. Well, finally, what about the UK tax-free lump sum? Does this remain tax-free if you take it when you're living in Spain?
Yeah, well, it's a shame, really, in a sense, that that element of your pension fund, which you're allowed to take without UK tax liability, is called tax-free. It's a commutation. What you're really doing is you're commuting part of your total pension fund into a payment of cash, which in the UK, under UK law, is free of UK tax. That is not the case, of course, under Spanish legislation. The UK so-called tax-free lump sum is taxable if you take it in Spain, if you receive it while you're a Spanish tax resident, unless, of course, it arises from a UK government service pension. So the way to go about it is either to make sure you receive that commutation, that tax-free lump sum, before you become a tax resident of Spain, or if you take advice and find that you're going to qualify for a significantly reduced amount of taxation if you're going to be receiving an annuity, then you might find that the tax advantages under the rules in Spain are preferential, are beneficial. The UK pensions legislation is in some respects in conflict with the way in which the Spanish deal with pensions payments, and it's vital that if you are going to be receiving a pension, that you set out your affairs in the pension sense so that they comply with the way in which Spain taxes pension funds and pension payments. And that isn't an easy thing to do. It's not a DIY subject in a sense. It's quite complex. And there are some conflicts which even Levins Franks would find difficult to resolve. But nonetheless, we have been doing this for 40 years. I would suggest if you are concerned about the tax liability that arises within your pension, or you're concerned about taking what is known as the tax-free cash, or you wish to think about how you deal with your pension fund, if you haven't yet started to take your pension from it, it's a worthwhile exercise to sit down with somebody who's qualified and regulated under the Financial Conduct Authority regulations, which require pensions advisors to be qualified by examination, so that when you take advice from Levin Franks, you can depend upon it as a solid piece of advice to make sure that you don't lose the benefit of your life's work in accumulating a pension fund, which is so often the case these days with so many frauds going on. The Financial Conduct Authority have already warned everybody by public statement about the number of scams that are going on because of the freedom that now exists to open up your pension fund. Give Levin Franks a call, visit them on the website and speak to them about how you can configure your pension so that you don't fall liable to unnecessary tax and that you can benefit from any changes that might be available to you with your pension fund that give you more choices, more option, and probably better returns in the long term.
And that website is blevinsfranks.com. Very easy to find and an excellent source of information, if I may say. Bill, thank you very much. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.